Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. Saturday overnight, police say officers were attacked and patrol cars were damaged after chaotic illegal car meetups popped up across the city. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, Philadelphia police says that behavior will not be tolerated.
If you think you got away last night, you didn't. So when you hear that banging on the door, it will be us. We're coming with search warrants and we're coming with arrest warrants.
Deputy Commissioner Francis Healy said from about 9:30 Saturday night through around 4:30 Sunday morning, officers dealt with cars spinning out, drag racing, fireworks, and more all across the city. It's not an uncommon occurrence for a weekend in Philadelphia, but Healy says they believe the actions from overnight was retaliation against police and the work they've done to handle illegal car meets. Police say there were 11 total meetups starting in Northeast Philly and ending at City Hall, with anywhere from 50 to 200 cars involved at each spot, some more violent than others. Deputy Commissioner Michael Cram.
Everything they do is disruptive, right? They're ruining the quality of life. They're drifting, drag racing. At one point, they had a flamethrower. Yes, there's video of them with a flamethrower.
Officials say one officer and one civilian were hurt and expected to be okay, but a number of other police officers were attacked that resulted in damage to at least five patrol cars. Cram says two arrests were made near FDR Park, one of them a juvenile, and a number of people were issued code violation notices under the city ordinance for nuisance vehicles.
Police say they're going through body camera and surveillance footage to identify more people involved and ask any community members who may have video of any of the incidents to submit it through the PPD tip line. Runners went up and down the Rocky Steps for 24 hours straight this weekend for a good cause. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
Running the iconic Rocky Steps at the Philadelphia Museum of Art is a tradition that stretches back decades. But the nonprofit organization Legacy of Hope has taken it to a new level.
We have 32 amazing athletes who are climbing the steps for 24 continuous hours to fundraise for cancer patients in our city.
Gina Mancuso with Legacy of Hope is also one of those athletes. She says they're making the trek to help cancer patients who are going through treatment and struggling with their most basic needs.
It's just being able to provide support to get food on the table for cancer patients and their families.
Mancuso says the run, which taxes participants mentally and physically, has raised more than $175,000.
People can still make donations for another 2 weeks or so. Our goal is to be over $188,000.
This is the seventh year of the 24-hour run that hosts a concert, has a DJ, and shows Rocky movies. Two new student representatives have taken their seats on the Philadelphia School Board. We get the story now from KYW Education. We get the story now from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
They don't get to vote, but the two district students and one alternate provide the adults on the school board a valuable perspective. The students were sworn in at Thursday night's meeting. New board member Charles Rinker is a sophomore at Franklin Learning Center.
I will make sure that I represent students' voices responsibly and effectively. And I will do everything in my power to make the progress that is needed for students to feel heard and seen.
Kenzie Ahmed is a junior at Northeast High.
I am profoundly honored to have been elected for the position as one of the three student board representatives.
Central High School junior Jake Benny is the alternate. The students were chosen from 25 citywide applicants. The mayor's chief education officer, Deborah Carrera, told the students that their voices were critical.
Your role is so important, because you are representing your peers.
The board reinstated student representatives after the city gained control of its schools in 2018. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.